Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my love. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Thank the Lord Tuesday. I'm just so thankful that my Father has continued to show me different things, that my Father has given me the strength to walk in every level of this season that He has me in. I thank my Father for giving me the strength to be obedient. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for Him giving me the strength to have the faith to believe when He says something, He means what He says. And He's going to perform everything that He put forth in front of me that He said He was going to do. And I'm just so thankful. Heavenly Father, I just come to You saying thank You, Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You, Father God. I ask You to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed Your blood over us. Heal and strengthen us, Lord God. Allow us to go deeper inside of You, Father God. We long for more Your understanding, Father God. We long for deeper revelation, Father God. We give ask You for the strength to give us the strength to apply what You're putting in front of us, Father God. Show us the ways and all the things and all the gifts and all the things that You called us to do, Father God. Show us where we need to apply every revelation, every understanding, every wisdom, Father God. All the knowledge that You're pouring inside of us, Father God, we ask You to show us how it's set forth in heaven to be done here on earth, Father God, so all glory can go to You, Father God. Not to us, Lord God, but to Your name, all the glory goes to You, Father God, because of Your mercy and Your truth's sake. And we thank You for using. We thank You for decreasing us so You can increase. Holy Spirit, have Your way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm just so thankful. I'm just so thankful for my Father God, for the different things that He's doing for God's Rooted Message. I know I haven't been on here since the 26th. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I went to a conference on the 27th, and it was just so powerful. Women of Standard, but the founder of that was Carla Cannon. She's a powerful woman of God. And I went there to the Friday. It was a 3-day weekend, but I was only able to go to the Friday one, and I just moved to the state that I'm in, because God moved me from one city to another city. He got me somewhere else now. Hallelujah. This assignment is just so amazing, and I'm just so thankful for all that God is doing. And I just want to let you know, all my followers and all the people that's following the voice of God that's coming out of my mouth, I want you to know that I'm going to still continue to do God's Rooted Message, but it's only going to be on Tuesday nights and Fridays night, because God is doing so much in this season in my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I have to be submitted to Him more and just ride it out. And I'm thankful. And He had to just sit me down and just quiet me to see what He wanted me to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to come on Thank the Lord Tuesdays and faith in the Lord Friday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And release the message of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because God is doing so much. And I just want to encourage you out there, when God is calling you to do something, just be obedient. Hallelujah. Sometimes we feel like, God, You gave me this, and then You making it go lower and lower. No, God is just aligning it up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, how it's supposed to be. Hallelujah. Today's title is called His Muted Hands. Hallelujah. It's going to still be at 11 o'clock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Sunday, I uploaded a video on my Facebook page. Hallelujah. If you don't follow my regular Facebook page, my name is Crystal Huglove Anderson on there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I talked about being quiet, how when the angel came to Zechariah, how Zechariah, the angel came because he heard his prayers and that he was blameless in front of God, him and his wife Elizabeth, and the angel came to answer his prayer, how the angel revealed to him everything that was going to happen and broke it all down for Zechariah. And Zechariah said, how could this happen, seeing that his wife was old? He doubted. So the angel said, I stand before the Lord. I stand in the presence of God. Hallelujah. And I came to show you and I came to tell you and show you good tidings. Hallelujah. So he said, you had to be mute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And during the process of being muted, the people thought that he had just seen the vision. And what God was showing to me, and I broke it down where how we be on the phone and we be muted to people. Hallelujah. But people, if you're on the telephone with someone and you don't want people to hear your background, but you want to hear what they say, you will mute your phone. You only can hear your background, and you can hear the people in your background, and people in the background can hear you. But the people that's on the phone that's speaking, they can't hear you. Hallelujah. They can't hear the background. They can't hear if you're talking as they're talking, but you only can hear what they're saying. Hallelujah. And God wants us to get an understanding where we hear what people saying, because God is using vessels and different tools, but he always wants us to be more attentive to the background. Because if you pay attention, when you have someone on the muted phone, you listening to what they're saying, but you looking at the surroundings, and you hear also what the background is saying. And when God have you muted, he wants you to be able to understand. Because during that process, the angel told him that Zechariah, that John was going to be filled with the Holy Spirit before his mother's womb. And when Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, the babe leaped inside of her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It was confirmation to Zechariah. See, Jesus said, I tell you things so when it happened, you will know that it comes from me. Hallelujah. And when you during that mute time, God releases a lot of things. And then when it happened, you know that God is telling you stuff before it happened. So that is how God is trying to fine tune his voice to you. He's trying to tune his voice to where you understand and comprehend it, because the voice of God comes and talks to us, and he talks to us because we have a relationship. Hallelujah. And the way someone else hears and comprehends the way God is talking to them is different the way you hear and comprehend. But during that muted time, God is fine tuning his voice to your ear for you can understand, so you can walk out the will that he has over your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And one thing we need to know is say he will be filled with the Holy Spirit before his mother's womb. But when John was in the mother's womb, when it say he was filled with the Holy Spirit, but Zechariah knew that the angel said before it filled with the Holy Spirit. But Elizabeth didn't get the confirmation until the baby leaked. Hallelujah. And it say he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she was able to release it to John. Hallelujah. She was able to release it to Zechariah. Hallelujah. So that was confirmation that God was doing, because God said before the mother's womb, he was going to be filled with it. But when Mary spoke to him and the babe leaked, Elizabeth then knew that the baby was filled with the Holy Spirit, because she got to speaking and prophesying things, hallelujah, about what was to come to Mary. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it was just a ripple effect. And today I want to talk out of 1 Samuel 1, and I just wanted to tell you how it was called His Muted Hand. And I just want to encourage some people that's going through things where the surroundings and the things that's around you. In 1 Samuel 1, this is with Hannah. We have all heard about this story before. We have all talked about this story before. I have taught about this a lot of times. And when the Lord was releasing to me, I say, Lord, give me something fresh and something new to release to your children. That's what he gave me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we have to always seek God's word for something fresh and something new at all times. Hallelujah. Sometimes you get too comfortable with things like, oh, I heard that before. You ain't going to say nothing but what I heard before. But it's always revelation. If God is always speaking, it's deeper revelation. One thing we need to understand, that the word is deepness inside of the word of God. 1 Samuel 1, and I'm going to start at verse number 9. Hallelujah. See, we got to know that Peninnah provoked Hannah because her womb was shut up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So hold on to that. And 9 is saying, say, Hannah rose up. This was after her husband asked, ain't I better than you than 10 sons? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's saying, so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Sinai and after they had drunk, and Eli the priest sat upon the seat by the post of the temple of the Lord. It say Eli, this was Eli the priest, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look upon the afflictions of your handmaid and remember me and not forget your handmaid, but will give to your handmaid a man child, then I will give to the Lord all the days of his life. There shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. And now Hannah, she spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said to her, how long will you be drunken? Put away your wine from you. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drinks, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not your handmaid for a daughter of Baal, for For out of the abundance of my complaints and grief have I spoken until now. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant you your petition that you have asked of him. And he said, let your hand, and she said, let your hand may find grace in your sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her conscience was sad no more. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came there to the house of Ramah. And Eglish knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. She said, remember. I just want to focus on remember right away. Hallelujah. Because when she prayed, she said, remember your handmaid. She asked God to remember. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 43 and 26, this is when God gave me the scripture, Isaiah 43 and 19. That's been the scripture I've been standing on all this year. Behold, I do a new thing. Shall you not know it? Shall it not spring forth? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That's been my scripture for the whole year, holding on to, meditating on. God has been showing me as he gave me something. He prophesied something to me, and I wrote it out, and I'm seeing it coming to manifestation. And in 43, this was after he was saying that you have forgot about me, and he had forgiven your sins, and it say, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together, declares you, that you may be justified. He say, put me in remembrance. Hallelujah. Then let us plead together. See, God was letting them know, put me in remembrance and let us plead together. This is when God was talking. He say, let us plead together. We need to understand that God cares about us. He wants us to do this together. What we are called to do, we are called to do it together, that I may justify you. When it talks about in Romans 8, it say that we were predestinated, then we were called, and then we were justified, and then we were glorified. Hallelujah. He justified us. He made us capable enough. See, we have to realize that Hannah, Penina, tortured Hannah and provoked her because the Lord has shut up her womb. But one thing I really want us to pay attention to, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, it say, he say, bring back to remembrance. In John 14 and 26, the Lord say, and I will send you the Holy Ghost that will teach you all things, and it will bring back to remembrance everything I said unto you. Remembrance means the action of remembering something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the Lord said, bring back to remembrance. Put me in remembrance. Take the action of me remembering the things. Take the action by us coming together, by us having a conversation. Remember when I said that when it's muted, it's just you just hear the people that's in the background. You hear them. You are talking to them. The other people are talking, but you can see and understand the people that's in front of you in the background where you had to mute it at. See, when someone is muted and you can see the person, you can also communicate, and that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to have a relationship where we can see him and we also can hear him. Hallelujah. He wants us to see that we're in the presence of him and also hear. That's why he say, bring me back into remembrance so we can let us plead together. Hallelujah. Declare you that you may be just. He's trying to show you that you're justified, that you're capable of doing it. See, Hannah felt like she was not a woman. This is why she was so sore afraid, because not having a child meant that you were less than something. Hallelujah. That is what women are called to do, be fruitful and multiply. And when you cannot conceive a child, you feel like, well, why am I a woman? What is the problem? What is wrong with me, Lord God? What did you put me here on earth for? Hallelujah. So she say, remember me. And when you remember someone, have in or be able to bring to one's mind and awareness of someone or something that has seen, known, or experienced in the past. Hallelujah. So she say, remember me. She want him to know that you have seen me, you have known me, and experienced me in the past. Because he say the Holy Ghost will bring back to remembrance everything he said unto us. And he say the Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth and bear witness of you, because you have been with me from the beginning. Hallelujah. So she know who she was, but God had to bring it to her remembrance. That's why she said, remember me. When you ask God to remember you, you asking God to show you what the Holy Spirit, the things that you said to me, bring back to my remembrance. Take the action to show me. As we have this personal relationship, as you're showing me and you're also speaking to me, because he wants you to see him in things, but he also wants you to be able to hear his voice through things. Hallelujah. Because you can look at something and not see him, but you can hear his voice through the thing that you look at. See, you got to be that deep in the spiritual realm. Some people say you're too deep, you're too spiritual. See, this is a relationship. This is a spiritual relationship. You're never too deep or too spiritual. Hallelujah. See, we are spirits walking here on earth, and we're supposed to have dominion. Hallelujah. And make things multiply. We have dominion over this earth. Hallelujah. So the spirit power of God had to soothe out of us where we can walk and do what he called us to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She said, I will give him back to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we have to pay attention. When she prayed, Eli, the priest, was sitting at the post of the temple. He was sitting at the temple when she came in and she made the vow to God. And he looked at her mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He looked at her mouth and he marked her mouth. And now Hannah spoke in her heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And she was moving her mouth, but she wasn't saying anything, but she was speaking to the Lord. She was speaking in her heart. She was speaking in the spirit. She was being guided and directed. And she was pouring out everything that she had inside of her to the Lord, and her mouth was moving. Hallelujah. Because when you're in the spirit, you just be speaking to God and you communicating, you trying to ask him to remember you, to bring back to remembrance. Call me what I am to do, Father God. Get me back into alignment. Hallelujah. I want to be in your presence. Hallelujah. Because when the angel came and talked to Zechariah, he said, I stand in the presence of God and I came to speak to you and show you things. Hallelujah. So he was trying to say that I'm in the presence of God. See, when God is showing us and speaking, we are in the presence of him. Hallelujah. He say, I stand in the presence. We are called to stand when we have on our full armor protection and everything that all the armor protection that we're called to have on, it speaks it in Ephesians. Hallelujah. When you're standing, hallelujah. When you stand in the sight of God, when you stand in his presence and you have on your armor protection, he's teaching you how to walk in all of them different. Hallelujah. Have your foot shield, the gospel of peace, having the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Having the sword of the spirit, having the faith, having the faith where you can be able to go against the wicked one. Hallelujah. When he try to come and disturb you and make you not believe what God is saying to you, but you trust in your Father. Hallelujah. And he marked his mouth. When he said that, it just really made me think, because God been having me study a couple of different scriptures this week, and he been having really in Psalms, like meditating on Psalms and Proverbs. Hallelujah. I love Proverbs because it's just so much wisdom. And in Proverbs 18, I've been studying this all week. He just had me on it. 18 and 13 say, he that answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. Shame means here painful feeling of humiliation or distress caused by the consciousness of wrong or foolish behavior. See, what we need to understand, he said, he that answers a matter before he hears it. Elijah answered the matter before he even heard it. Hallelujah. See, what we need to understand is that what Hannah was about to be impregnated with was Samuel. She was about to give birth to Samuel. God was coming back to remember. Samuel is the one that let Eli know that the Lord is taking you out of your position. The Lord had already told him what he was going to do. Samuel came and confirmed it with him, because we need to realize is that when Samuel came, when God finally came to God and he was allowed to hear God, he knew nothing about God. He grew up and he was around Eli, but he still didn't know about God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, God let you be around people that's spiritual, that you think you're supposed to learn one thing from, but you're not even learning what you need to learn, because Eli was supposed to teach him about God, to be able to know God's voice and all these different things, and he knew nothing about God. He didn't know about him. See, it's some people that you think you're supposed to get stuff from. You learn this stuff from people, and you thinking what they teach you is what you was meant to be taught. Hallelujah. But then it comes that you are supposed to be the teacher. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They was just around you. Hallelujah. God was allowing you to see the difference between a teacher and not a teacher. Now, I'm not taking away from Eli who he was, but what I am saying, that Hannah, the one that he marked her mouth and said that she was a drunkard, and she was drunk, and he answered the matter before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's shame on him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he answered it before he heard anything. He didn't even hear what she was saying, but he just marked her mouth and seen that her mouth was moving. Hallelujah. One thing you need to understand, that people is watching you. They are seeing that your mouth is moving, but they hear nothing. They can hear nothing that you are saying. Hallelujah. They cannot comprehend nothing that you are saying, because God is not allowing them to comprehend what you are saying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We go to Psalms 115. I'm going to go to it because I didn't have it marked off, hallelujah, but when I just read that, it just really came up to me. And Psalms 115, and you go to verse number 5. First number 5, it say, they have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes they have, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses they have, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, and they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he had these things. He spoke before he even heard anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So what his eyes were seeing, the position that he was in, the priest that he was, he didn't even know and notice that she was speaking to God. See, some of you are so frustrated because people don't understand you. People are being used by God because Eli was being used by God. But God didn't give him discernment. God kept him, God kept Hannah's situation close to Eli. He didn't know what was going on. You have to understand, a person can be powerful, strong in the Lord, because I'm powerful and I'm strong in the Lord. But the Lord is not going to reveal to me everything about everybody, because everything is not meant for me to know. Hallelujah. Some things is meant for me to not understand you, or assume something, or say something, and people are going to do that. Hallelujah. But God is teaching me how to not answer nothing before I hear it. Hallelujah. To not say nothing. Hallelujah. Because I have done that before. And that's something that my father have taught me, because you could be answering and saying something that's not true. That person could truly be seeking God. That person can truly be about their father's business, doing their father's business. Hannah was there because she was doing what God wanted her to do. God wanted her to get to the point where she called out and say, bring back to remembrance. Hallelujah. So God can do what he destined to do. He predestined. He put Samuel was called to be the one that be the first prophet. He was called. He was called because he had to anoint David. He had to anoint Saul. He had to anoint the man that was chasing after God's heart. He had to go through the feelings where he felt like he loved Saul, and God said, how long are you going to mourn? See, all of it was it was lined up for it to happen. So I want you not to be frustrated. The Spirit of the Lord wants you to understand that he is using you. Everybody is not going to understand, but that don't mean they're bad people. Now, Eli was doing bad things because he didn't correct his son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he wasn't supposed to teach Samuel about God, because it wasn't his position to teach Samuel about God. Hallelujah. He was just supposed to stay in the temple and stay around Eli, because that's what Hannah made a vow to God. He said, I'm going to give him to you. So she had to keep up with that vow, and she got other children. But Eli was not supposed to teach him about God. He had to learn God through a personal relationship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you are in places because of a vow that people have made, and the people that you are up under, you don't know all about them. You don't know details about them. They have good in them, but it's some things that they might be doing that's not right. And God is going to train you up, because he's going to call you, and you're going to have to speak the truth and let them know and confirm some things to them, because God spoke it to them, and you just confirmation, so they can know your time is up. Hallelujah. Just like God said to Ezekiel, if you don't speak what I call you to speak, and a sinner dying his sins, that blood is on your hand. If you don't speak what I tell you to speak, and a righteous person dying their sins, that blood is on your hand. What we are called to speak is the truth. Hallelujah. Like it's a prophetess that I follow. Her name is Michelle J. Miller. She got things. She got a shirt called Truth Speakers. Hallelujah. And when I seen it, I say, oh, that is so powerful, because God is really calling us to be truth speakers. We have to speak the truth of what God is saying. God is a spirit, and he wants us to worship and speak in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. He said we must worship him in spirit and truth, because he is spirit, and all he have is spirit and truth. Hallelujah. So anything that God called you to do, so we just need to understand, sometimes we put people in positions that they're in, but they're not supposed to be in a position in our life. They're not supposed to be in an authoritative position in our life, and we're supposed to be an authoritative position to them for a hot second, and then walk in purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you comfortable with being up under someone, being in a position under someone, and you know who they are, but you really don't, you're not learning nothing from them because they're not meant to teach you, but you are called to speak some truth to them and then go about your business and give them the chance? But the thing about this is that we have the opportunity to repent of our sins and be forgiven. Hallelujah. But you still have to leave them. Hallelujah. You have to tell them the truth of where they are in their life. Hallelujah. And then you still have to leave and go where God called you to go to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we have to be able to be comfortable with doing that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when he finally said something to her, he said, go, and may the Lord of Israel. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant you your position that you have asked of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, go in peace. But what I want us to understand, he said, and then he answered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you pay attention and say, Eli said to her, how long will you be a drunken? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he answered the thing. He answered and told her, the Lord of Israel give you what your position was, but he answered her the first time before he even knew what the situation was. Then it says that he answered after she told him that I'm a woman that's bitter in the soul who wants something from God, who's been praying and seeking God, who's been talking to God in the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then when she broke down and he seen the truth in her voice, hallelujah, and seen the truth in her heart cry to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and the way that she was probably talking, hallelujah, confirmation from God, because when you real sorrowful, when you feel deepness in your heart and you, your spirit overwhelmed, it's something about the cry and the conversation and the deepness and the depth of your voice that people can understand that you are the truth. What you are feeling is truth. You're not faking this, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, but he assumed it before, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He answered correctly after Hannah answered him. But the first thing he said was his assumption. So stop assuming things. When you come into someone, you come into contact and you really can't figure out their spirit or know what it is, I don't care what title you got, what position you in, you always ask the Lord, guide this conversation, Father God. Guide my tongue and my mouth, Father God, because nowadays there's so many people that's weak. It's so many people that's babes in Christ that don't know. They just want God to be there. They want God to give them. They want God to remember them because they're hearing that he created them. They're hearing that he knew them before their mother's womb, so they want God to remember them and show him who he is and show them that he's the truth. When you say remember me, God, you really saying, God, show me. Take action, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bring to remembrance the action of remembering something. I want you to remember me. I want you to show me that you remember me. And this area right here will really show me, because I know this cannot be done by anybody but you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So stop assuming things, and some people will run away and not believe and think you judging them, when really you coming from your own self. You coming from your own self. This not nothing that God told him to say. God didn't tell him she was drunken. This was something that he looked and just seen with his own eyes. And we have to learn how to not be in flesh when we speak to people. That's why we got to ask God, guide my tongue. Tell me what to say to them. If it ain't meant for me to say nothing, let me shut up. Let me not say nothing. And that's what my Father is working on me on. His muted hand, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His hand want to guide our mouths. When he came to Jeremiah and Jeremiah said, I'm young, he put his hand over his mouth and say, I will be with your mouth, hallelujah. So he muted some of us for we can be distinguished between his voice. So the ones that come up to maybe correct some of us, or we are coming up to correct other people, we need to know how God's voice sound when he's correcting, teaching, training, and rebuking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because I'm thankful when God corrects me. I'm thankful when God rebukes me. I'm thankful when God trains me and when he teaches me, because I know my Father loves me. He ain't going to always just teach me and be like, oh, I'm proud of you, Crystal. No, he's going to let me know when I'm doing something wrong. He's going to touch me and let me know, because at the end of the day, I don't want to lead no soul astray because of what I think. No. All about my Father. So I pray that you just trust God and walk in what he's doing in your life. Hallelujah. I thank you for joining me on God's Truth and Message tonight. His muted hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Walk and believe what God is doing in your life. I ask you to join me Friday, hallelujah, on another episode of God's Truth and Message, and continue to trust God and take this time to be in the presence of him, to hear his voice, and to see how he looks. Different areas and different things. So when you see things, you can know that's my Father. When you see things, you can know that's my Daddy. When you see things, you can know, like, ain't nothing but the blood of Jesus on that. When you hear things, you can hear and say, that's my Father. When you hear things, you can say, oh, that is the blood running all over that. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus is in that. Hallelujah. The power and authority of my Father God is in that. It's sealed in the name of Jesus, so you can understand, and you won't be so focused on the people that's speaking through the phone, but you will be focused on a person that's there with you. Hallelujah. But you can still hear and do the things and the connections and the places you need to go with the people that's speaking through the phone, because he wants us to have connections, but he never wants to have a connection more stronger than him and us. I love you. God loves you more. Love harder and pray even harder. Hug, love, my love.